Basalt voters said no to 2F and 2G this past November, and they basically said, no, we do not want the town to acquire these extra acres from the CDC for a park. What's in play right now?
We understand that there does seem to be reasonable public acceptability to developing a portion of the property, roughly an acre. I already know it's sort of not my problem, but I'm aware that will be insufficient for CDC to recover its entire investment in the original cleanup of the Pan and Fork. So that leaves CDC having to grapple with how do they get back the rest of their money.
So the town dictates what is developable. That dictates the price that you would pay CDC for.
Exactly right. Once the town says, we'll let you develop 1 acre, we'll let you have 55,000 square feet, I say, fine, here's what I can do, here's what I can develop, here's what I can afford to pay for the land.
And your contract with CDC has been ongoing?
It has been ongoing and continues to be valid. We've extended it a couple of times. I often say it's a three-legged stool, and we're one leg, and the town is one leg, and CDC is one leg. And if you take one leg away, the stool falls down. So you got to have all three of these parties in agreement. And the town seems to be firm on how much of the property they will allow to be developed and how much development they will allow on that property. And that speaks to what we can afford to pay for the property. And obviously, I'm not going to buy a piece of property and turn around and donate it to be a park. That's not the business I'm in. We're not a philanthropy. We're a business, right?
Given the turmoil in Basalt, given kind of just the political back and forth there, has that made you wary of doing business there?
I'm not at all wary of doing business there. I'm just patiently waiting for them to decide what it is they would deem acceptable. And again, I've been consistent in saying we're pretty much able to develop most anything that you, the town, deem to be appropriate to your town. It is your town, your elected officials, your community. I'm not trying to come in here and tell you what I think you ought to do. But back to the three-legged stool, you also got to deal with CDC. CDC has an economic investment in that property deriving from the original cleanup. And they assert that they've got some understandings and I dare say some rights to recover their investment for having done that. And that I can't control either.